Chapter 1. Burn. I was pinned against the scalding and unforgiving ground, fighting for my life once again. A man with eyes the color of charcoal was above me. Those eyes were dead on the inside, with no sparkle. These eyes were unlike Gordon's. His had the tiny sparkle of life in them that let you know he wasn't the demon he used to be. He had my arms pinned beneath his knees on either side of me. While he whistled a jaunty tune, he was running his thumb over the edge of the blade of the rather large knife he had in his possession. Not sure where he got it from, but I really didn't want to be on the receiving end of whatever he had in store for me with it. Not even a tiny bit of me was curious. He leaned down, putting some of his weight on my torso, while keeping my arms pinned with his legs. He wasn't holding his weight up with his arms at all. He was balancing his entire torso on my chest, with his forearms barely grazing my shoulders, causing me to feel like I would suffocate under his bulk. The knife was directly in my face, and a menacing stare crossed his that I knew I'd see in my dreams for the rest of my life. That was if I ever slept again. As I looked down at the blade, it sparkled slightly. The fires burning around us cast enough light to throw itself against the metal and back in my direction, making the knife look so much more threatening.
"You don't remember me, do you, executioner?" he asked.
His voice was full of gravel. His breath smelled like burning cinders in my nostrils, making me want to sneeze. I fought the urge. That small tickle in my nose was enough to make anyone go crazy. I just happened to be in a place where going insane could only hurt your chances of survival. The truth was, I did remember him. I remembered him very well. Too well, actually. I had the unfortunate chance to meet this demon a few months after I had met Beth. Beth and I had partnered up to make our journey to the final battle we were destined to lead. Still one of the best decisions I had ever made, even though I ended up here. There was no happiness and no sunshine, only pain, torture, and hopelessness. No one person could live off of those things alone. We had infiltrated a nightclub that just happened to be full of vampires, demons, and all manner of creatures from the deepest depths of hell. That was where I was now, and I wished I could get out of it. There was nothing worse than being sent to a place that was a prison, and one where you had sent most of its detainees there yourself. They would all love nothing more than to kill an executioner the first chance they got. Especially the executioner who had sent them here. It would help them rise up the ranks in this fiery pit of a place full of hatred and heat. Nothing more than that. Well, that, and notoriety. This demon in particular had been the most troubling of them all that I had encountered at that point. Malicious, cunning, and utterly twisted beyond anything I had ever known. Lilith had quickly taken his place once I had met her, and learned of her viciousness. Lilith's brutal nature was so much greater in comparison. This man was nothing compared to her, but he still made my skin crawl. When I had first run into him, I was prepared to strike, but he decided he would play a little game of torture before we got to the good part. This little game had left a nice long scar across the top of the right collarbone. It was like a signature so everyone would know he had been there. So I would never forget it. It would be stuck in the dark corners of my mind forever. This was a scar that Gordon, in the midst of our love, had always planted soft kisses along. I didn't remember exactly how I was able to get out from underneath him and kill him a year ago, since I had blacked out from pain and blood loss. When I came to, I was lying on the ground and staring directly at the head I had removed from his body. Its dead eyes made direct contact with mine as it sat there, mouth gaping, opening and closing, opening and closing.